Have you ever wondered, am I more than my mental health diagnosis? Am I meant for more than being a mom? Do you desire a space to talk about that messy middle and the dreams for your future? A space where it's okay to fill up your cup first, where talking about anxiety and depression is just as natural as talking about the weather. If any of this resonates with you, I invite you here to the Chasing Courage community, a podcast that originally started in 2020 in the midst of the pandemic to help me navigate my own anxiety and depression, as well as my personal growth journey. I'm Courtney. I'm a wife, a mom to one with one on the way, and I've got big goals and aspirations. Goals that motherhood or mental illness are not going to be my excuse, but rather the reason that I am able to achieve all of these things on my heart. If you're ready to do the same, let's go chase courage together. Hello, welcome back to Chasing Courage. Today I think is going to be a short episode, but we'll see. Sometimes I find when I say that, then I find myself riffing. I wasn't sure, honestly, quite honestly, if I was, what topic I was going to want to speak with you guys about for today's solo episode. We're now kind of in the space where I am so lucky and so blessed that, many people want to come onto the show. So we're in a space where at least every other episode is going to be featuring a guest. And so many of the guests are my friends or women that I mentor or mentors to me, I should say rather, and women that I look up to. So now that we are in that season of, for the most part, I'm only going to be speaking with you two times a month, I want to be, you know, a little strategic in what it is that I talk to you about. I want it to be something that I know you want to hear, but then also times like now where I feel something is just really on my heart. And maybe that's because I just need to verbally process it. Or maybe it's because there's just one of you out there that really needs to hear it. So this episode is coming out just a couple days after my interview with Kelly. In my conversation with Kelly, a lot of it was focused on the fact that she is child-free by choice. And I have at least two other women who I consider dear friends. One Diana and one Michelle. If you are listening, shout out to you ladies. Women who are in my life, who I'm friends with, who are child-free by choice as well. And I was thinking about how or why I'm so passionate about women like that who are child-free by choice. And that it's interesting, possibly, for me as a mom, to be in such support of that. You know, obviously we're in this time, in this space, which I'm so grateful for, where, you know, it's women empowerment and women supporting women, no matter what the cause or the case, right? And I totally love that. And I'm here for that for sure. But I wonder if I don't know if it is just because of the narrative that I saw when I was raised, from the women around me, the mothers around me, about what motherhood was, and then how my definition and how I do it differently, or if it's because I struggled so much with postpartum depression and anxiety, and have for the last couple years. Is that the reason that I'm so understanding and compassionate for women who don't want children? Now, there's the women who want children who can't have them, and that's a whole nother topic and conversation, right? And while my heart obviously then goes out to them as well, I think there's a special type of understanding as a woman for somebody who, I mean, one of the primary things that our world, our society, our culture looks at women to do and be is to have children, to raise babies. And so there definitely, it's getting better, and I'm so thankful for this, is a stigma and a stereotype to, well, if you're a woman and you're choosing not to have a baby, like how could you not want to do that? And I loved with Kelly had mentioned, you know, that there was like a 50-50 chance for not only her own health, but for the health of her baby based on some genetic stuff, some stuff in her history. And she was like, and I'm not doing a 50-50 chance on my life and or another person's life. And there's also just this conversation around nobody truly knows what it is that you are dealing with and or that you are going through. And I don't say dealing with or going through as if it has to be bad things, but what is going on behind closed doors? I was talking to another friend of mine, Juliana, and we were just having a great conversation about how people will so often ask, like, you know, after you get married, oh, when are you going to have a baby? Or after you've had a baby, when are you going to have the second one? When are you going to give the baby a sibling? And while I think that a lot of people's intentions in asking that question is maybe naive or pure, it's that you truly don't understand. I mean, the finance aspect of it is one huge conversation. To add another child to your life, and granted, we're literally getting ready to enter this season right now. I mean, with the money that me and my husband make in this moment, in this very moment in February of 2023, like, we are not set up to pay for any type of daycare or childcare for a second child. So, like, in the coming months, that's something we have to figure out and navigate. And if you're somebody who doesn't want to do that, and it's like, I don't want to have to try to figure that out. I don't want to have to try to stretch myself then. That's totally, totally okay. Just the dynamics of maybe where you are in your life. You know, maybe you're being really focused on your career and or building a business right now. And, you know, not that there's ever a perfect time for anything. But you're like, this. I'm in a season of building right now. I'm in a season of building my career. I'm in a season of building my side hustle. And so a baby or a second baby just isn't what we want for our life right now. That's also totally, totally okay. And I know that I have a lot of women who are moms in my community. And I encourage you to share this with the women in your life who maybe don't want to ever, or maybe just not right now, add a child or a second child to the mix, and just give validation that it's okay, you're okay, you aren't weird, you're normal. I think the other thing that I'm super passionate about when it comes to being a parent is this concept of my child or my children are my entire world. And this is hard for me a little bit because, gosh, I don't even know like how to say it. There's so much noise in so many people in my life whom that is the narrative. Like, my children are my everything. My children are my world. My son or daughter, like, I don't know what I would do without them. I quite frankly, and I think that, quite honestly, I think a lot of it has to do with the personal development work that I've done. That type of thinking gives me extra anxiety because, you know, heaven forbid, we think of the things, unfortunately, that might happen to our child. And no human being, I don't think, no parent ever wants anything to happen to their child, specifically for them to leave this earth before they do. But B, I don't know if it's just because I have anxiety or because I'm a mom. Let me know if you're listening in. But if that thought has ever crossed your mind before, that your child, something could happen to them before it happens to you and you leave this earth, I don't want to have nothing else to live for. I don't want all of my being and all of my doing to be so tied up. And this goes for every aspect of my life, not just the motherhood piece of me. This goes for the wife side of me. This goes for my business part of me. This is all aspects of my life, and not being so incredibly immersed in one of them that if any of them were to go away, that you don't know who you are after it's gone. For those of you who really truly know me, as much as I might complain about being a mom or the struggles that we're having with Chase, you also know that I love him so incredibly deeply and that I try my damn best to be a good mother to him. So it shouldn't be surprising to hear me say that if anything were to happen to him, would I be totally distraught and upset? Absolutely. And same goes with my husband. I really, really am fortunate in that my husband is my best friend and he's so helpful and he's so hardworking. And if anything were to happen to him, granted, it's one of those things too where, like, until you're in the moment, I don't think you can ever truly know. You can try to imagine, right? I could try to imagine a life where something happens to my husband, my son, heck, even maybe one of my sisters, and think, what would my life look like and feel like after that? But until you're actually in it, I don't think you can truly, truly know. Our imagination can only take us so far. And I don't ever want to be in a place where I feel like, oh, well, now I have nothing to live for. That's all I had to live for. Or with a career. Some people who are really, you know, they've built a business and their business means so much to them, or they've worked so hard to get up in their company, and like if they were to get let go or get fired, they're lost. They don't know who they are. I know someone who I look up to a lot, Trent Shelton. He talks about, you know, when he was released from the NFL, he was like, wait, like, who am I? What am I meant to do? Because so much of it was caught up in I'm going to be in the NFL and I'm going to be an NFL player. And then it's like, when that piece is gone, does the rest of you go with it? And I truly believe that the rest of you doesn't have to go with it, doesn't have to be gone. I heard a woman speak recently, and she was talking about this whole concept of motherhood and how what you were told the role of a mother is versus what the role of a mother is to you is allowed to be dramatically, drastically different. And this could be in positive ways or in negative ways, right? And also to that same kind of my extension of that comment is that I think of life as like a puzzle, and the pieces that contain our puzzle are all of the different things. So maybe one piece of my puzzle is my husband. One piece of my puzzle is my son. Another piece is my dad. Another piece is my mom. Then we have my sisters. Then we have the people in my community. We have my business as a piece. We have my clients as a piece. We have my love for listening to music is a piece. My love for reading is a piece of the puzzle. My faith is a piece of the puzzle. So it's like, if one of those pieces were to ever go away for whatever reason, you can still see what the image is. One piece being missing doesn't ruin the whole picture. And I think that that's what kind of just really like gives me crazy feelings inside and gets me fired up inside is when people put so much of like their children are the entire puzzle. Like, you don't allow other parts of your life to fill up your cup, to fill you up. And then, like I mentioned, if anything ever were to happen, or let's say it's your job too, like you get let go from the job and your job is your whole life, and then half of the puzzle is gone when you lose that thing, that's going to be really hard to come back from. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. For those of you who aren't mothers for this first part and don't desire to be, for those of you who are mothers and you come in this sense of like, I love being a mom, and my goodness, I would jump in front of a car, an oncoming vehicle, if I knew that it was going to hurt my son. Like, I would sacrifice that part of me. But it's like, what's so much more powerful than saying like, I would die for my child, is choosing to actually live and have a life that's fulfilling outside of them. I think that that's one of the best messages and one of the things that I want to give to my son, my two sons that are coming in the future, is just to show them like, I love you so much, but you aren't my world. you're a part of my world that has all these other amazing bits and pieces. You are a piece of my puzzle. You are not the entire puzzle. So that's the message that I just wanted to leave you guys here with today. I hope that left you feeling encouraged or seen or heard. And we will be back next week, same time, same place. Thank you so much for choosing to press play on another episode of the Chasing Courage podcast. I am seriously so thankful for you. If this episode or the topic that we talked about resonated with you or someone that you might know, please feel free to send it to them and or share it to your stories on social media. If you share, be sure to tag me at Courtney_Winzicki on Instagram so I can personally thank you for spreading this message of courage, mental health, and motherhood. I'll be back next week, same time, same place. I hope you have a great rest of your day.